The most trusted and connected man in Utah.
Patrick Byrne from Overstock.com.
Thank you, Doug.
Doug Wright.
You know, there's a real libertarian streak at the heart of Utah. There's really a strong pro-freedom mentality.
The Doug Wright Show on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
You don't think House Speaker Chaffetz sounds pretty good?
That's a bridge too far. I don't think so. I like being the oversight chairman.
Something apparently changed toward the end of the week. And as I mentioned, I got a phone call from a trusted friend, an insider on Capitol Hill, who told me very, very, very early on Friday morning that some phone calls were going out, trial balloons were going up, on the thought of what about Speaker Chaffetz. And I'm very pleased to have Congressman and Chairman Chaffetz on the line with us right now. Jason, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks, Doug.
Okay, so in the famous words of the movie, what happened?
You know, in part this goes back to people's frustration with Speaker Boehner. I remember standing in town hall meetings and people said, why'd you vote for Boehner? And I said, well, he was the nominee. And then they said, well, yeah, but nobody ran against him. And I thought, you know what? Shame on us. Somebody should run for these. People should have a choice. And so I didn't really see much of a choice there. I don't think our public is interested in just unilaterally promoting existing leadership. So some of our best people, you know, guys like Trey Gowdy and Paul Ryan and others, weren't stepping up. So I thought, why not give it a go? What's the worst thing that happened? The worst thing that happened is I could lose, but the best thing that happened is I might win. So it's a long shot bid, but I'm trying.
What I'm seeing different things on the odds, Congressman. I'm seeing 20% chance, 25% chance, votes, nose counts, everything else going on. What's your sense of the lay of the land right now?
Well, my basic premise is that Kevin McCarthy has a bit of a math problem. It's just the reality. It's nothing personal. I really like Kevin McCarthy. He's done a lot for us. But there are 246 House Republicans. You have to get 218 votes on the floor of the House. But unfortunately, I think there are 50 or so and growing number of people who just simply cannot, will not vote for Kevin McCarthy on the floor of the House. And I don't think anybody's disputed that math. Nobody's disputed that Kevin is a bit short there. And the phenomena here is that we have to have somebody who can unite our party, take the most centrist members or most conservative members, do some reforms internally, and bridge the divide that is currently within the Republican Party here in the House.
What do you think is the number one issue with Kevin McCarthy right now? Is it the fact that he's already been in leadership? Is it the fact that he seems to be associated with Speaker Boehner? What are the liabilities?
That's a little bit all that. He is one of the most beloved members of our conference. I really, truly, Doug, I told him face-to-face when I sat with him on Friday that, look, I'm not running against you. I'm running for the speakership. I think we need to have a choice, and I think I bring a skill set that's different but complementary with Kevin McCarthy. What I'm really trying to do is join him at the leadership table and fight this fight arm-in-arm with him. But being the speaker is—it's not just symbolic. You have an awful lot of responsibility to drive home the message, and I think the public, our conference, we're all looking for a fresh start, and I think I offer that. I'm not supposed to win this. This is not how you become speaker. You're supposed to be here 20, 30 years, and then maybe you get a shot. But you know, maybe that we have this wave that's going across the country, and just maybe this fresh start will be a different formula to get there.
I know when Brian and Amanda asked me when we first heard, it was a week ago Friday, that Speaker Boehner was stepping down, they asked, well, you know, who might be on the short list? And I blurted out Paul Ryan and a couple of others, Kevin McCarthy. But why didn't Ryan step up? A lot of people thought he really might.
You know, he's a great man, but he has young kids. And he cares deeply about those kids of his, and I care about my kids too. Is just my kids happen to be a little bit older. It's a tremendous sacrifice because you literally spend 100 plus days on the road, plus what you're supposed to be doing in terms of being in Congress. You have very little time at home. It's very demanding. It's in many ways the worst job in Washington, but it's also a great opportunity. And if you want longevity in Washington, D.C., this is not what you do. But I plan to serve, give it everything I possibly have, and then come home. I don't want to be there forever.
What about Trey Gowdy? I know what good friends you are. You were kind enough to kind of share him with us a week or so ago. You brought him into studio. He seems like a really nice guy. Did he express any interest at all?
You know, there was some talk for hours there that he was going to run for majority leader. Mm-hmm. But that came and went fairly quickly. And, you know, everybody has to make these decisions, but it's a tremendous sacrifice. I mean, you get beaten up at every single angle. Everybody's gunning for you. And, you know, a lot of people just won't or cannot do it, given their family situation. I have my wife, Julie, and I, we got great kids, and I got a very supportive wife and who makes this all happen and possible. But it would be a tremendous sacrifice for a short period of time, and then I'm coming home, which is what I want to do.
Now, what did Julie say when you even suggested this?
Every way, she's just, let's do it. Yes, this would be great. What an amazing opportunity. And these things don't come but once in a lifetime. And it's a five-day race, and then it has to go to the floor, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, that first vote, I understand, and it's secret ballot, is it not?
So this is the problem, is you had a closed-door secret ballot where I think Kevin McCarthy will get the majority of the votes. I don't have any doubt about that, but I think he'll fall short of the 218, and that's where our conference is really going to have to digest and internalize this, because we don't want to have a floor fight, but who can bridge us and bring us together? And I'm just saying, hey, maybe I'm that person. There's another person, Daniel Webster out of Florida, who's got very good credentials, and he's in there as well. And so our conference has a choice.
We're going to take just a brief break, and when we come back, Jason, I'd like to talk about what some of the major challenges will be. And you mentioned, boy, this person who takes this role, and I've seen it many times in my lifetime, doesn't matter, Democrat, Republican, boy, they do get just beaten up. Boy, talk about a tough and in many ways even a thankless job. And then I'm interested, as you have floated these trial balloons and have made a few phone calls, how our Utah delegation? The only one that I've definitively heard from, Jason, is from Congressman Stewart, who said he'd be very excited about the concept of a Speaker Chaffetz. So when we come back, we'll address those issues and more with Jason Chaffetz, who is our guest here on today's Doug Wright Show at KSL News Radio. And by the way, a little later on in the program, we'll be talking about student loans. You can still see that on our Facebook page.
Here's what's coming up at 1 on the browsers. Breaking news plus technology and modern life. Jay McFarland and Amy Iverson are next on KSL News Radio.
Well, the last thing you want to do is get stuck in a real estate contract with an agent that just isn't doing anything. Oh, they were excited about listing your home. But that's the easy part, selling a home. Now that's where things really count and where things really matter. And that's what Joshua Stern at Keller Williams is all about. They sell homes. Why don't you give them a call at 444-9100? That's 444-9100. You'll sit down, you'll talk about a price and a time frame. If the home, by the way, hasn't sold at that price in that time frame, Joshua Stern will buy it. And you're not nailed down in a contract. You can withdraw any time, but you're not going to, because like Larry and Patty, you're going to be so pleased with the service. They had a home in West Jordan. They had tried to sell their home the year before. No success. Actually had a really bad experience. But they called Joshua Stern, and Josh and his team sold it for $187,000. They sold it in 4 days, by the way, $2,000 above the previous list price. Call Joshua Stern, 444-9100, or go online at sternsellshomes.com. sternsellshomes.com.
I am so glad that the kids are back in school and I have my daily routine back. I'm finally going to get into MD Diet and start a plan that they will design specifically for me to get me feeling and looking like I want to. My MD Diet journey starts now.
MD Diet has locations in Salt Lake and Orem. Call 801-293-3100 or visit mddietclinic.com for more information. That's 801-293-3100. Call now. New MD Diet customers will get $50 off the initial sign-up fee. Call 801-293-3100. 0 for MD Diet.
Did you know that Mattress Deals is Utah's largest mattress retailer? With over 75 models guaranteed in stock and available for pickup, they have it all and at the absolute best value in Utah. Right now, Mattress Deals has 25 different queen-size mattress models for less than $500. Twin starting at $49, memory foam starting at $99, Sealy Posturepedic starting at $259, and the Sealy Optimum Memory Queen Size for as low as $999. With 5 locations along the Wasatch Front, come into a Mattress Deals today. You'll sleep well tonight.
With the three things you need to know this hour, I'm Mark Jackson. First, the National Weather Service reporting a flash flood watch in effect until midnight for portions of central and southern Utah. The watch includes Zion, Lake Powell, Price, Kanab, and St. George. Some of the state already getting heavy amounts of rain. Second, don't forget Davis County. UDOT has opened the HOV lane to all qualified drivers. That includes cars with multiple passengers and now solo drivers who've paid a toll to use the express lane. Third is ABC News.
ABC News, I'm Joan Bennett. Vermont State Police confirmed that an Amtrak passenger train derailed in Northfield this morning. Police and emergency crews are responding to the scene. Tragedy at sea. The U.S. cargo ship El Faro that encountered high winds and heavy seas from Hurricane Joaquin last week off the Bahamas sank, according to the Coast Guard. Searchers found one body among several empty survival suits and an empty lifeboat. Coast Guard Captain Mark Fedor.
There were two lifeboats that were on the El Faro. They could each hold about 43 people. The one we found had no signs of anyone being in it.
There were 33 people on board the container ship, 28 of them Americans. Floodwaters are starting to recede in Charleston, South Carolina after days of record rain.
Valley weather up to 73 degrees today, low 52. Tomorrow, 72. Right now, 60 broken clouds. Downtown Salt Lake City. Now back to the Doug Wright Show on KSL News Radio.
Doug Wright Show. Doug goes wall to wall when the news is breaking fast on KSL News Radio.
Just a few more seconds with Congressman Chaffetz. Congressman, as you look at the next term, basically, or the next speakership, what do you think is the number one challenge? You've mentioned uniting the party, and I think that's kind of a given. Above and beyond trying to unite the party and herd the cats, what is the specific issue that you think is going to be paramount?
We have to multitask here, Doug. There's no one particular thing because we got foreign policy nightmares happening overseas. We got to support our troops and take care of our veterans. But the debt and deficit, you know, immediately this speaker is going to have to deal with a debt ceiling. We've got a budget that we have to deal with. I am not interested in doing what the president wants to do, which is just put more money on the government credit card. He just wants to borrow more money from China and continue spending it at record levels. I just don't want to do that. I want to change the trajectory of spending in this nation, and that's right at the top of the agenda.
Congressman, what are you hearing from your fellow delegates out of Utah, your fellow congressional delegation?
I've talked to them very briefly. I haven't talked to Rob Bishop yet. I did talk to Mike Lee, and I talked to Chris Stewart and Mia Love, and of course they've always. They've always been very supportive of me, but I'm spending time with a lot of people that really don't know me as well, furiously calling through my list. And so I got to get off the phone with you and call more members and have those discussions. It's a 5-day race. So I love talking to you, but I got to call these members and answer their questions.
Got to hit the old speed dial. Jason, I'll be interested to see what the tally is on Thursday, and thank you for carving out time today.